Praise the Lord. It's good to be back again online as we prepare our hearts to receive and yield to the Lord. And let's worship Him who's worthy. Thank you, great King. Worship you, Holy One. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. O shepredivalda senderia bakasata casta previente. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Zimbrali mantarabashikata bakashika. Worship you, worship you, worship you, worship you. O pragamis mandoro shipradabal madavasha balikasta. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Saprali demens tibele diverente. We have the opportunity to worship you, to bow our knees before that day. Sebroduli mentre distebra baliste. Thank you, Lord. Habasifriente, that our tongues have confessed that you are Lord. Reposundo rica barcati se prevelite. Oh, we give you thanks. Le presente le moshanda baracasi carataya. Hallelujah. Le prosunto vredishte brelemente rabara siende. Worship you, worship you, worship you, worship you, Lord. Rabadasta prasa balbatam bradiste. Hallelujah. Sepredisto presipete kepeliste. Hallelujah. Senorunde brikemanda varadima sheande. Thank you, 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 Lord. Brukono pregi dushe bal marakasire montoro vosendea. Thank you, Lord. Hamasa pradavanta rabashi karamata. Worship you, worship you, worship you, worship you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy is the Lord. We worship you, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for life and breath and all things. Oh, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Thank you, Father, thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Glory to your holy name. We receive in Jesus' name. We call every need met, every yoke destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As usual, we'll go to a prayer, and this time out of Hebrews 13 and the 20th verse. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work, to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. As you can see here, we spend some time at least reading those kind of prayers and trying to get the benefit of the prayer, knowing that it's very much the will of God, the heart of God, so to speak. In summary, you can see how God sees things. And You can take it as a prayer from your own heart, a desire that God would love to see come to pass. And in this case, we have the mention of the blood of the everlasting covenant. Every year there was this gathering at Jerusalem before the high priest, where animals were slain and their blood was offered, and that high priest would help them stave over the sins that were committed over the year and sort of give them standing with God for the complete next year. And here we have Jesus becoming that eternal priest and great high priest. And through his blood we have the intercession, not just for 1 year or 1 day, but forever. Hallelujah. And you could see that the benefit of it is that it's going to work in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And thank God that Jesus is there for us, and he did all this for us. Praise God. And we are grateful, forever grateful. Hallelujah. So let's hear this in Kannada also.
ಶಾಶ್ವತವಾದ ಒಡಂಬಡಿಕೆಯ ರಕ್ತದ ಮೂಲಕ ಕುರಿ ಹಿಂಡಿಗೆ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಕುರುಬನಾಗಿರುವ ನಮ್ಮ ಕರ್ತನಾದ ಯೇಸುವನ್ನು ಸತ್ತವರೊಳಗಿಂದ ಬರ ಮಾಡಿದ ಶಾಂತಿದಾಯಕನಾದ ದೇವರು ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಸಕಲ ಸತ್ಕಾರ್ಯಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಆತನ ಚಿತ್ತವನ್ನು ಮಾಡುವಂತೆ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣ ಮಾಡಲಿ. ತನ್ನ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮೆಚ್ಚುಗೆಯಾದ ಅದನ್ನು ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಮೂಲಕ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ನಡೆಸಲಿ. ಯುಗಯುಗಾಂತರಗಳಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಆತನಿಗೆ ಮಹಿಮೆ ಉಂಟಾಗಲಿ. ಆಮೆನ್.
Praise God, making us perfect in every good work, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. So we have this together, both of these aspects working together, and we can trust this prayer. And so we have relied on this prayer in times past because of the depth of the understanding in it, that there's a working in us to do his will, and that which is pleasing in his sight. And we have relied on it, that we have prayed it over and over, and we're trusting God for the will of God. And based on that, we kind of step out, and this gives us boldness that we have prayed these prayers. And so again, no matter what has happened, you will find out that God has a way of being able to work everything out for good through those kind of prayers. Amen. The fact that Romans 8:28 is connected to the previous verses is noteworthy. Amen. And it is good to see that it is not just to be taken out of context. There's some prayer work done there. But it does also have the standing power that God can still make things turn out for good. Hallelujah. And that's great. And that's just amazing. And only he can do such a thing. And here in the 28th verse of Romans 8, it says, "And we know." So there is a confidence there that comes from this kind of knowledge, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Praise God. And so as we connect them to previous verses, we can see the Spirit helps our infirmities. We don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And so we have these things all there. Wonderful line of scripture. The 8th chapter is very rich in these deep things, the Spirit and the love and the power of God to bring us to the end, His foreknowledge and the guarantee of His love, that He can always make sure that nothing can separate us from the victory, which is the love of God for us. Hallelujah. He did such a thorough work in His great love that nothing can separate us from the victory and the plan of God if we can just trust Him. So we are effectively trusting His care, His love for us. Amen. And in the 28th verse, it says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So we see a few ingredients there, that there has to be certain prayer with expectation, and God looks at the hearts and the things of the Spirit there. And as we are trusting Him, we expect the love of God to take hold. Amen. So, wonderful line of scripture there, and we are familiar with not just saying everything works out together for good, but we're familiar with thinking that there's a prayer, love connection, and that kind of depth also involved. So we have thrown ourselves on those factors before, and by the grace of God, we're still here. Hallelujah. And somehow, in quotes, somehow, God has still worked things together. And praise God for that. Hallelujah. So we have to lean on these prayers. We have to lean on these thoughts from the mind of God, from His desire. Amen. So let's hear the 28th verse in Romans 8 also.
ಇದಲ್ಲದೆ ದೇವರ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪದ ಮೇರೆಗೆ ಕರೆಯ ಅಲ್ಪಟ್ಟು ಆತನನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸುವವರ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಎಲ್ಲವುಗಳು ಒಟ್ಟಾಗಿ ಸಂಭವಿಸುತ್ತವೆ ಎಂದು ನಾವು ಬಲ್ಲೆವು.
Praise God. We have seen earlier in John, the Gospel of John there, the 15th chapter, some plainly written things that Jesus has spoken to His disciples, and believe it or not, we are. Amen. And literally, we are His disciples. Amen. And so we want to thank God for these things and enjoy them more and more. Hallelujah. 13 of John 15. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And the previous verse says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. We see that there is some expectation on the side of God that we will walk in love, that we will love one another. And the standard is high. It is the way He loves. And we are encouraged to do that. And we praise God for that thought that equipped us to see that it's not just a command that we cannot perform, unlike the law, which would just point everyone to Jesus, because you are unable to do the requirements of the law. And it was a schoolmaster meant to point us to Jesus. And so we have here someone working in us, both to will and do His good pleasure, working in us that which is good in His sight. And so this commandment to love has been given to us with the full equipment to actually do it, to love the unlovely and to actually love His brothers. And so if we can love the unlovely, how much more can we love our brethren? Amen. And so experiment with such thoughts as you prayerfully consider that we are to love Him and to love one another. And that it may seem impossible, naturally speaking, but it has been given to us on the inside. The love of God has been poured, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so we can. We actually can. And that is the nature and the life of God on the inside of us. Everything He had, He has given to us. He has effectively transferred everything that is His and made us heirs of all that He has and is. Praise God. That's amazing, just to accept that. And we can feel quite unworthy, just naturally speaking. But that is what Jesus has done. And so we're heirs together of this benefit of His life, His nature, and even His desires, both to work in us and to will and to do. All of those things have actually been put on the inside of us. And so we can. Our minds have to get the go-ahead, the thumbs up, so to speak, and we just act on it because that's who we are. Amen? So we have to begin to willfully acknowledge that this is our person, this is who we are, and we can do what He says we can. And that is not just another loop for us to jump over, another hoop, another thing to jump over, but rather He has given us the ability to do this. And our flesh and our natural thinking may recoil, but we're able to. Amen? Even as He did. And these are thoughts that we want to hold dear to us. Notice also in John 14, He says in verse 15, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." Praise God. And so we have the same kind of thought, that there is a drawing from within us rather than just the natural thinking. The way we accepted Jesus as Lord, we came to the end of our natural strength and we just jumped onto His mercy and called upon His name one day and we got saved. Hallelujah. And it really had nothing to do with natural wisdom. In fact, it sounded like foolishness to just put all of our bets on Jesus, all the eggs in one basket. We just called on His name and lo and behold, we were saved. We were born again. We were recreated, given the very life of God, the very nature of God. And so sometimes we want to go back into our feelings, into our emotions. We start out in the spirit and then we want to check and see how does that feel in the natural. And that can be a hindrance to our forward movement and our race. Amen. That we can start well, we can start in the spirit and then go and feel how it is later and even hinder ourselves. Amen. So don't really think too much about it and just act on it. Amen. Just act on the Word of God because you have His life, you have His ability working in you both to will and do His good pleasure. Amen. And He's praying from the right hand of majesty on high, nonstop. He ever lives to make intercession for us. So we are going to just have to switch off certain things and switch on the possibilities of God. Amen. And not be too bothered about so many other things. Hallelujah. Because we are now new creatures, faith creatures. We are action-oriented. Amen. We are performers. We are doers. And that's where the benefits are. Amen. In the doing of the Word. Hallelujah. In the keeping of His Word. Watching over it to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And so we can hear 14 and verse 15 also in Kannada.
ನೀವು ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸುವುದಾದರೆ ನನ್ನ ಆಜ್ಞೆಗಳನ್ನು ಕೈಕೊಳ್ಳಿರಿ.
Yes, that's as short as it can be. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you can see that it's a very powerful line of scripture, just as short as that. And the Holy Spirit is connected in there. I will pray the Father and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But you know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And so we have this unique line of thinking here, that the Spirit of God, who's called another comforter, implying that Jesus was the comforter also, and that he would never leave us. He would abide with us forever. So there is some powerful security in that. Imagine someone saying, I will never leave you, and I'll abide with you forever. That looks like some settled matters. Amen. Why is it that we find it hard to accept that? What is this that comes up against such thinking? This is our security. Amen. That God said these things, that Jesus said these things, that the Holy Spirit will be given to us, just like Jesus, and that he will abide with us forever, even the Spirit of truth. Amen. And so imagine, you know, trying to say this is a lie, it's not true. Hallelujah. People struggle about this, but I think we should just accept it like it is written. Amen. Everything has been given to us. We did not save ourselves. Praise God. We did not have this love before. It was poured into us by the Spirit of God. We were given a new nature, which we never had before. We are new creatures that never existed before. A new species of being that was born from above. We did not give birth to ourselves in this matter. In fact, we made fun of and ridiculed such thinking. Amen. As far as I can remember, that's what I thought was wrong with these people. Amen. And it's ridiculous. Hallelujah. But to the uninitiated, it's a mystery. You cannot understand these things unless you are actually born from above and have the Spirit of God in you. Amen. So why even try to understand it? People try to argue about the Bible and about its truth and so forth, and they are not saved. How can they understand this book? It's a mystery. And the mystery concerning the church has been hidden even from all generations. Just imagine where God kept something as a mystery from all nations before time began, and then now has opened it up to the church. And it's now 2,000 years, and the church still struggles with these things. It's a mystery to our natural thinking to accept that the Spirit of God has been given to us to abide with us forever. That we are a very, very unique people that never existed here before. Amen. That the prophets of old did not have that benefit. That nobody else had that benefit that was given to us as the bride and the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That we are a very unique group of people. That it has been given to us already. All of these wonderful attributes that God himself alone had. And made us heirs together with him. And actually sharing with him all of these virtues. Amen. And it is wrapped up in an eternal place of I'll never leave you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the kind of thing that you tell your bride. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what you tell your own body if you had the power to keep your body. Amen. And God has the power to keep his body because he's the head of that body. Jesus is the head, a place that he did not have before and did not need before. Praise God. He was the second person of the Trinity. But he became the head of the body through his humiliation and his promotion and exaltation later to the right hand of the Father. Amen. And you could see that it was all because of us and his arch enemy, to whom he had to prove that he was right all along. Hallelujah. And this enemy is a worthy enemy, so to speak, because he actually believes that he can still prove God wrong. Amen. And in this great love drama, all God needed was one person who would say, I accept God freely. I accept Jesus as Lord.
just one person. That would have proven the enemy wrong. Hallelujah. But he has more than one. He has a whole group and family of people who have decided to choose Jesus as Lord. For neither of them could force us or coerce us. They had to give us choice. Neither could God nor the devil. Although the devil would like to. But they are not allowed to infringe and force anybody. Each one was supposed to choose. And that's why there cannot be a forced conversion. It has to be based on a real choice from the heart. And God sees the heart. Amen. Amen. So you can just confess things from your mouth and not really believe it in your heart. But thank God for believing with the heart, confessing with the mouth. And that raises up to be sons and to give us the very family benefits. Amen. And this is a forever settled matter. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit has been given to us that he may abide with us forever, which was a mystery to the old covenant people, which was a mystery to anybody before the church age, this very special age in which you and I find ourselves today. Hallelujah. Most blessed of all are we. Hallelujah, for we will rule and reign with him forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These forever thoughts can challenge your thinking because we are sort of forced to park our lives in the normal temporal aspects. Praise God. Let's go to the book of Revelations. And notice there, chapter 20, verse 6, blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. They shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and he will deceive the nations. Interesting that we are guaranteed here, we who have part in the first resurrection, the second death has no power, that we are priests of God, notice that, and we reign with him 1,000 years. That's a guarantee. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the believer is given the special place of a priesthood that they could not imagine. Unless they were from Levi and they were from the Aaronic group. But you and I have just like that become priests. And the Holy Spirit is with us forever. Amen. Amen. And we are therefore priests unto God forever. Hallelujah. Glory. But we do have 1,000 years ahead and we do not have part in the second death. We are the ones that go in the first resurrection. We are a unique group. Not the Old Testament saints, but us will go with him in the first resurrection. Glory to God. And those that are dead in Christ, the church, they will rise from the dead first and then we follow. We are changed in an instant. But the Old Testament saints have to wait. And you and I did not choose that. It was God's will and plan that we will be the church. That we would be the ones who have all of these benefits of himself. In this age, we did not choose the age in which we were born. We had nothing to do with which family and which part of the earth we came from. But we are his choice. And it pleased him that we would be the church today. We would be given this unique place and we are guaranteed to rule with him for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And notice more thoughts like that. And notice chapter 22, verse 5. There shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto you his servants the things which must shortly be done. Hallelujah. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. This is going to a time where there is no more curse, there is no more sun, there is no need for any other artificial lighting, where God himself will be the light. Thank God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. This is going into some realms that we cannot yet count, that our mind staggers at. And while people are trying to save the earth, we are going to a place where there's no more sun. Hallelujah. And we're supposed to accept it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that we are this unique group of people who do not most likely have any idea about politics, but we're going to reign forever. Hallelujah. And all of this was given to us by the good God. Hallelujah. Based on one choice of ours to accept his finished work and confess his lordship. And instantly, all of these eternal realms were open to us and even guaranteed to us. That's hard to struggle with even. Amen. You have to give up and say, okay, this is too good, and I accept the finality of these things. You know, this is the end of the book, where Satan has been actually loosed again from his temporary holding place, and he's allowed to go and tempt people after the 1,000 years. This is beyond our scope. Usually we are thinking about immediate life and then tribulation and then millennium, 1,000 years. And we just finished about maybe 120 on the earth. And then we step into all of this. It staggers the mind. It actually beggars our mind. And we are allowing our mind to accept these things. Hallelujah. And he said, behold, I come quickly. With that promise. And so, glory to God. In the 11th verse, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Praise God. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Praise God. So many things are written there. But basically, we are limited by the lack of absolutes. Nobody has come and told us a divine guarantee, an absolute. And so, because of the lack of absolutes, finality, we are rocked to and fro by fear and uncertainty. Because there's no final guarantee. And hitherto, death and the fall of man have been our guarantees. That it is sure that everyone shall die. That is all that has been our guarantee. But here we have something beyond all of that. And our imagination and our thoughts are challenged to accept someone who will never leave you nor forsake you. Someone who will be with you even in the ages to come. That he will show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. And that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The first and the last. Praise God. And that's the finality of it. Praise God. And so this is the person we're dealing with. And so we will have to definitely push the boundaries of our thinking and just cast them on the mercy and the word of God. Hallelujah. That it is his richness of mercy that has done all these things. Amen. That God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together, raised us up together, made us sit together with him in heavenly places, that in the ages to come, He will show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. All these things are very final. All these things are very beyond our natural thinking. Praise God. Let's also look in Revelation 1. Don't you just love all of this? Hallelujah. And so we, like a kite, release ourselves into the wind of His great personality and His love. And we just release ourselves and He carries us upward to higher thinking. Amen. We cast ourselves on His mercy, cast ourselves on His goodness. Nothing that we brought, but all that He gave us. In Revelation chapter 1, He says in verse 5, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." I would say that qualifies Him. "And has made us kings and priests unto our God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Amen. Glory to God. That's a lot. Someone loves us and washes us in His own blood. And then makes us. Naturally, that blood has to wash us and make us something, because it belonged to someone who is the very Creator. And makes us into His own, kings and priests unto God and His Father, to whom be glory forever, glory and dominion forever and ever. Glory to God. What are you laboring the point about? We'll see. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5. And notice here, verse 10, "And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Glory to God. I believe just by the excess of mention here, there's some guarantee right there. Kings and priests unto our God. Reign 1,000 years. Reign forever. Rule and reign with Him where there's no more sun, where He is the light, where He is the Lamb that lights everything, and there's no need for any artificial light. That goes beyond all of this. Amen. And so some finality is coming. Some guarantees are being established that we have to accept. And our mind is not used to that. We are used to everything being temporary. All of creation groans at the temporality of things. How everything is shaking, how everything is temporary. And inside us, eternity was set. And we struggle with these temporal things. And we desire eternal things. And the temporal can never satisfy that desire. Amen. But God has given these things to us. Well, we've spoken a lot. Let's see if we can handle a thing or two in Canada also. And then we'll go. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Somebody's saying, "You're trying to give us eternal security." Well, if you can see it, it is yours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you're saying I'm encouraging temporal suffering and pain and fear, I'm not. That's not what I'm encouraging. I'm encouraging what the Word says. Amen. Notice the 20th chapter of Revelation, and we will read that. Verse 6, and thank God for that. Maybe even verse 7.
Pratama punaruttanadalli seriruvavanu danyanu parishuddhanu agi addane intavara mele eradaneya maranakke adhikaravilla adare avaru devarigu kristanigu yajakaragi kristanondige savira varusha aaluvaru. Aa savira varushagalu teerida mele saitananige avana sereyinda bidugadeyaguvadu.
Amen. Let's also see the 10th verse. I think it will be fair to mention it. "The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." That's his destiny.
Hallelujah.
on the other side.
ಇದಲ್ಲದೆ ಅವರನ್ನು ಮರುಳುಗೊಳಿಸಿದ ಸೈತಾನನು ಬೆಂಕಿ ಗಂಧಕಗಳುರಿಯುವ ಕೆರೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ದೊಬ್ಬಲ್ಪಟ್ಟನು. ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಮೃಗವೂ ಸುಳ್ಳು ಪ್ರವಾದಿಯೂ ಕೂಡ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಅವರು ಹಗಲಿರುಳು ಯುಗಯುಗಾಂತರಗಳಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಯಾತನೆ ಪಡುತ್ತಿರುವರು.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I just thank God for these things. Revelation 22, verse 5 and 6.
ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ನೂ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಇರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ, ಅವರಿಗೆ ದೀಪವಾಗಲಿ ಸೂರ್ಯನ ಬೆಳಕಾಗಲಿ ಬೇಕಾಗಿರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ, ಯಾಕಂದರೆ ದೇವರಾದ ಕರ್ತನೇ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಬೆಳಕನ್ನು ಕೊಡುವನು, ಅವರು ಯುಗಯುಗಾಂತರಗಳಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಆಳುವರು. ಆಮೇಲೆ ಅವನು ನನಗೆ, ಈ ಮಾತುಗಳು ನಂಬತಕ್ಕದ್ದು ಸತ್ಯವಾದದ್ದು ಆಗಿವೆ, ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧ ಪ್ರವಾದಿಗಳ ದೇವರಾದ ಕರ್ತನು ಬೇಗನೆ ಸಂಭವಿಸತಕ್ಕವುಗಳನ್ನು ತನ್ನ ಸೇವಕರಿಗೆ ತೋರಿಸುವುದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ತನ್ನ ದೂತನನ್ನು ಕಳುಹಿಸಿದನು.
Notice verse 13 also in Kannada. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, first and the last.
Nane Alpha yu Omega vu Adiyu Antyavu Modalaneyavanu Kadeyavanu Agiddene.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's read also Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, and we can thank God also for verse 6.
ಆತನು ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸಿ ತನ್ನ ಸ್ವಂತ ರಕ್ತದಿಂದ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ನಮ್ಮ ಪಾಪಗಳಿಂದ ತೊಳೆದು ತನ್ನ ತಂದೆಯಾದ ದೇವರಿಗೆ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ರಾಜರನ್ನಾಗಿಯೂ ಯಾಜಕರನ್ನಾಗಿಯೂ ಮಾಡಿದನು. ಆತನಿಗೆ ಯುಗ ಯುಗಾಂತರಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಮಹಿಮೆಯೂ ಅಧಿಪತ್ಯವೂ ಇರಲಿ. ಆಮೆನ್.
Praise God. Also chapter 5 and verse 10. You say, oh, you're talking a lot about Revelation. It's high time. This is the best time to talk about it. Hallelujah. And it's a good book for us believers. Hallelujah. It's good news for us. For unbelievers, it's not good news. For us, it's good news. It's some certainty, some eternal settlements are guaranteed there. Hallelujah. And we need to get familiar with them and start to think about it. Praise God. And not be always at a loss when it comes to these things. I don't know, what is the book of Revelation saying? Well, it's good news for you. Some forever things are settled. Hallelujah. Notice here also in the fifth chapter, it says there in verse 10, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We guys who had no school in political science will rule and reign on the earth. Hallelujah. Let's hear that also in Kannada, maybe verse 9 and 10. I like the fact that he has redeemed us to God by his blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So much wisdom is there. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Every tribe, every kindred, every type of people are going to be kings and priests to reign on the earth. This earth is going to be around for a long time. So all the saviors of the earth, they're just struggling in their own thinking. Hallelujah. This is the good book. This is the divine revelation. Let's hear verse 9 and also 10 in Kannada out of Revelation chapter 5.
ಅವರು ಹೊಸ ಹಾಡನ್ನು ಹಾಡುತ್ತಾ, ನೀನು ಪುಸ್ತಕವನ್ನು ತೆಗೆದುಕೊಳ್ಳುವುದಕ್ಕೂ ಅದರ ಮುದ್ರೆಗಳನ್ನು ಬಿಚ್ಚುವುದಕ್ಕೂ ಯೋಗ್ಯನಾಗಿದ್ದಿ, ಯಾಕಂದರೆ ನೀನು ವಧಿತನಾಗಿ ನಿನ್ನ ರಕ್ತದಿಂದ ಸಕಲ ಕುಲ ಭಾಷೆ ಪ್ರಜೆ ಜನಾಂಗಗಳ ವರಿಂದ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ದೇವರಿಗಾಗಿ ವಿಮೋಚಿಸಿದ್ದಿ. ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ನಮ್ಮ ದೇವರಿಗೋಸ್ಕರ ರಾಜರನ್ನಾಗಿಯೂ ಯಾಜಕರನ್ನಾಗಿಯೂ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದಿ, ನಾವು ಭೂಮಿಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಆಳುವೆವು ಎಂದು ಹೇಳಿದರು.
It's time for us to embrace these thoughts, and it is very founded in our, in quote, basic epistles, like Romans. Notice Romans 5 and verse 17. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Amen. It looks like the failure of Adam has been so belittled. Praise God that we are now accepting the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. We have simply received that, accepted that, and we have been promoted to rulership, to reign in this life, not just in the life to come, but in this life. Praise God, as kings.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. One man's offense, that's all we had. We had the birthright of one man's offense, and all of us were an offense. And all our good works were an offense. Stink before God. But thank God we simply accepted and received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness in Christ Jesus. When we said yes to Him and we were promoted to this wonderful place of ruling and reigning in this life and in eternity. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is very common thinking. If one would see it in the scripture, even written to the church. Hallelujah. But it was a mystery that all of us would become kings and priests who had no official training in reigning. Hallelujah. Or in priestly maneuvers. Amen. We were just residue and scum, so to speak. Hallelujah. We were the foolish. We were the not so many noble, not so many mighty, not so many. We were the ones that accepted the foolishness of the gospel. Praise God, that wretchedness of the born again person. We accepted it. The people who do not really fit in. We accepted it. We were not religious. We just accepted Jesus. And with Him came the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Lo and behold, a deluge or a flood of gifts just came to us. Forever. Just loaded and loaded and loaded into eternity with God Himself. That's too much. Praise God. And we simply accepted. This was a mystery. And how can someone who has not accepted Jesus know anything about Him? Tell them that we are kings and priests unto God forever. They look at us and say, you? Which royal family do you come from? Hallelujah. Which college and society did you learn politics and rulership from? Praise God. We look like Peter looked. These are definitely unlearned and ignorant men. But by their boldness, they knew they have been with Jesus. And that was all. What gave them the confidence was that they could fellowship for 3 years plus with Jesus and then continue with the invisible one for the rest of their lives. And today we are learning that. That he would not have left unless all of this was possible to us and with us today. And we have accepted it. That we were not left comfortless, but we were given another like Him to abide with us forever. Amen. Praise God. And we have to simply please God by accepting it. Just accept it. God is not pleased unless we accept what He has given to us. Amen. And that is what faith is. It is accepting what God has said as final. That finality, that God said it, I believe it, that settles it, is what receives from God. Amen. And we have dared to do that. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can read Romans 5:17.
ಒಬ್ಬನ ಅಪರಾಧದಿಂದ ಮರಣವು ಉಂಟಾಗಿ ಆ ಒಬ್ಬನ ದೆಸೆಯಿಂದಲೇ ಆಳಿದ್ದರೆ ಕೃಪೆಯನ್ನು ನೀತಿಯ ದಾನವನ್ನು ಹೇರಳವಾಗಿ ಹೊಂದಿದವರು ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನೆಂಬ ಈ ಒಬ್ಬನ ಮೂಲಕ ಜೀವದಲ್ಲಿ ಆಳುವುದು ಮತ್ತು ನಿಶ್ಚಯವಲ್ಲವೇ.
So let's read also 1 Peter. Praise God. Glory to God. 1 Peter, and there's a lot in there. Maybe we'll start in chapter 1. Notice verse 3, or let's start in verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God and the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience, the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. How many things can you squeeze into a verse? It's the question. So many things are squeezed into one sentence. Elect. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you and I have been actually sort of, if you can stretch your mind, looked at before time began, and you are the people that God said, you know what? These guys, to me, are the most important. Hallelujah. Most important. So I thank God that God saw things today which we may think have surprised him. But he already saw today and saw the future and saw us before his throne. And saw us in the millennium and saw us zipping through the galaxies in resurrection bodies. And saw us even in a place where there was no more sun. That's what makes him God. That his foreknowledge and his omniscience, all-knowing power, has already seen these things, and you have been called out and chosen into this benefit. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that we did not even know the route to our own noses when all this happened. Hallelujah. All of this was done for us even before time began. Through sanctification of the Spirit and obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the daily mercies of God. That the Spirit of God will always bring us back to the mercy of God on a daily basis and set us apart for these benefits. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Wow, that sounds like a bunch of good news to me. The next verse says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. And we just celebrated again another year of the Lord's resurrection. Amen. That which we have not seen with our eyes, for I must confess, I have not been to Jerusalem. I have not been to the garden. I have not seen Gethsemane. I have not seen any of these places. I've been to Lebanon, to Long Beach, and I even went to the American hospital there. But I haven't gone to Jerusalem. I've gone to Dubai. I've gone to Kuwait. But I haven't gone to Jerusalem. But judging by the news, I can see that it's all about that city. Hallelujah. Where our Savior is supposed to come back and reign from. And you and I will be ruling and reigning with him for 1,000 years and forever. And it will be supported by Scripture, as you can see, Jerusalem, and there will be a heavenly Jerusalem also. It's very interesting. All of these things are written in the Word of God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, you can see mercy is there as the very chief part of this benefit. Abundant mercy has begotten us again, the new birth, unto a living hope or lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What is a living hope? Something that endures, that continues, that lives forever because you are born from eternity, from above. And this is your final and eternal hope. This is your future. This is your destiny. And hope is very important. Without hope, faith does not exist. And it has to be seen, understood, and it has to become the bedrock before we can build on top of it. And so this must be so clear that we're not just being abandoned somewhere in the middle of it all. That we have an eternal hope. That this thing goes into eternity. It transcends time. Hallelujah. to an, notice verse 4, inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Praise God. Eternal inheritance. Glory to God. Undefiled. Does not fade. Does not get devalued. And is reserved in heaven for you. If you can take the word of a bank, I think you can take this much more. Hallelujah. And the banks may juggle around with what you have given them. And may come up with laws. Amen. And make it mandatory that you have digital currency. And then they can shut things down when they feel like. And suddenly it can just disappear. We live in that kind of world. But we have an eternal inheritance from which we can withdraw. Hallelujah. And reign as kings right now. And kings, as you noticed, part of their royalty is that they are well off.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That they have a dominion. They have an authority. They have a place of, the plutocrat. They're very rich. Amen. Hallelujah. The god Pluto was supposed to be connected to wealth. And so when you read the Gauls, you remember by Pluto. Amen. Who are the Gauls? Well, you can ask about Asterix. You find that there. So back in those days, Pluto was known for being very rich. And those are the original words that are used in this kind of renderings. Hallelujah. You're a plutocrat. Hallelujah. You have a lot. Reserved in heaven for you. It's eternal, cannot be devalued. Amen. And you reign in this life by the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God you're also kept, verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. The guarantee and all of that finality makes only one outcome possible. Verse 6, wherein you greatly rejoice. This is why we rejoice. When these things become more real to us than whatever's going on around you. Amen? This is more real. And so we greatly rejoice. We don't just rejoice, we just greatly rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, all kinds of challenges out there, the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, if it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Verse 8, whom having not seen, I didn't see him, you love. Amen. We do love him, don't we? That's why we're still here. Otherwise, we would have made our discontent aware. People would have noticed that we are not happy. And we would have murmured and complained. And we would have had an early death. Praise God. And we would have left the scene long time ago. But we have constantly, by his goodness and mercy, again and again, brought ourselves back to appreciate these things more than any challenges out there and take them as real and final compared to any challenge out there. Amen. We have continued to say we love him. Praise God. Even though we have not seen him. Hallelujah. Even though, in quote, we have not felt him, but we have felt these wonderful scriptures taking place actually happening and bringing us through again and again and again. Years have passed for some of us. Amen. Praise God, some are just beginning, but we have seen over time that he has been faithful to his truth, his word, with finality, that he is faithful. Amen. That he has kept his part of the bargain, that he's watched over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. And we have to remember the benefits and cannot forget them. And it helps us to look forward into that future, which may look temporary down here, but which is actually just another flip of his calendar into eternity. For one of these days, we will look at it from the other side and say, you know, the 2020s are over. The 2030s, if we reach that even, are over. We are now standing in the millennium. Amen? Wow. Glory, whom having not seen, you love.
Hallelujah.
It's nice to know that we love him. Yes. Notice that we elect are the ones that love him.
Yes.
We chosen are the ones that love him. Amen. Foreknown ones are the ones that love him.
Amen.
We were the ones given this nature, born from above, and we love him. Hallelujah. Amen. In spite of challenges, he says we are the ones that love him. In whom thou, though not seeing, or now you see him not. I have to adjust my glasses. Click. Okay. Yet believing. Hallelujah. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable means like we cannot say exactly why we are so joyful. Amen. We cannot really make people on the earth understand it. But we have a hope that is eternal and it is full of glory. What's glory? There's no end to the light. The sun came from the one who said, let there be light. And then he created the sun later. Amen. So it all came from his glory, from his light, from his life. He spoke it out. And that is the one who lives on the inside of you and I. In whom there is no shadow. In whom there is no darkness at all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All of these things have been written to the elect. The chosen ones.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 2, to put a nail into it. The proverbial nail. Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people. Which school did you learn all this? To rule and reign. Where did you get a training for a reigning? We were not even a people, but are now the people of God. That's what's important. But are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Glory to God. This is reality. Amen. Because you chose the stumbling stone that the builders rejected. Amen. That they who were created took stones to stone him and say, we don't want you. Meanwhile, he was the stone that the builders rejected. He became the head of the corner. That's what verse 8 says. Amen. But we chose him, the despised one, the rejected one, the one who came to his own, and his own did not receive him. You and I, in our moment of desperation, called on his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I believe that. I accept you. I choose you. And instantly, we were flooded with all of these benefits. Amen? We were flooded with all of these benefits. His good news. Someone said it's news that's too good to be true. The world cannot understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, glory. So let's see if we can put a thing or two together in Canada also. Chapter 1, let's read verse 2 to verse 5. Glory.
ಪವಿತ್ರಾತ್ಮನಿಂದ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿಸಲ್ಪಟ್ಟವರಾಗಿ ವಿಧೇಯರಾಗುವುದಕ್ಕೂ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ರಕ್ತದಿಂದ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ಷಿತರಾಗುವುದಕ್ಕೂ ತಂದೆಯಾದ ದೇವರ ಭವಿಷ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾನುಸಾರವಾಗಿ ಆರಿಸಿಕೊಳ್ಳಲ್ಪಟ್ಟವರಿಗೆ ಬರೆಯುವುದೇನೆಂದರೆ ನಿಮಗೆ ಕೃಪೆಯು ಶಾಂತಿಯು ಹೆಚ್ಚೆಚ್ಚಾಗಿ ದೊರೆಯಲಿ. ನಮ್ಮ ಕರ್ತನಾದ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ತಂದೆಯು ದೇವರೂ ಆಗಿರುವಾತನಿಗೆ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರವಾಗಲಿ. ಆತನು ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನನ್ನು ಸತ್ತವರೊಳಗಿಂದ ಎಬ್ಬಿಸಿದ್ದರಲ್ಲಿ ತನ್ನ ಮಹಾಕರುಣಾನುಸಾರವಾಗಿ ಜೀವಕರವಾದ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷೆಗೂ ಲಯ ಕಳಂಕ ಕ್ಷಯಗಳಿಲ್ಲದ ಬಾಧ್ಯತೆಗೂ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ತಿರುಗಿ ಹುಟ್ಟಿಸಿದ್ದಾನೆ. ಈ ಬಾಧ್ಯತೆಯು ನಿಮಗೋಸ್ಕರ ಪರಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ಟಿದೆ. ಅಂತ್ಯಕಾಲದಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಕಟವಾಗುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಸಿದ್ಧವಾಗಿರುವ ರಕ್ಷಣೆಗೆ ನಂಬಿಕೆಯ ಮುಖಾಂತರ ದೇವರು ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ತನ್ನ ಬಲದಿಂದ ಕಾಯುತ್ತಾನೆ.
Praise God. And notice verse 6, wherein, this is right now, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. They want to control your water. They want to control everything. Amen. And, you know, we are still here. Verse 7, the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it might be tried, or might be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So we have this knowledge that he's coming. Hallelujah. And some things are going to become evident when he shows up. Thank God for that. It will be found. Our faith will be found honored and praised and glorious when he comes. Thank you, Jesus. And then verse 8 says, whom having not seen you love. That's a nice one. You can make a t-shirt out of that. Whom having not seen we love. Glory to God, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Hallelujah. Why should anybody believe prosperity unless there's poverty? Why should anybody believe in healing unless there's cursed sickness out there? Why should anybody believe in the blessing unless there's the curse out there? Amen. So it's not the curse or the sickness that makes us, spiritual giants. Hallelujah. But it's rather what we believe in the midst of it that gives us honorable faith and glorious reward type of faith. Hallelujah. So for one to say that, oh, the troubles of life have made me a spiritual giant, you know, then everybody is a spiritual giant because the troubles are common. Amen. But it's not the troubles that make us spiritual giants, but what we believe. And that is why that belief is challenged. You call it prosperity. You believe in prosperity. Why? Because there's poverty everywhere. And Jesus gave us his own benefit, his own life, his own abundance, his own life, nature/glory. Amen. And in the glory, there's no darkness. And the supply is in the glory. It's in the light. It's in the life. It's in the fullness of God, which he has given to us already. Heirs and elect. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And therefore, as joint heirs, we're going to stand through it all. Hallelujah. Pushing back against these challenges. And rejoicing in the midst of them all. That we have not been left here as orphans, in quote, without any help, in quote. We are not left comfortless, but we are left with the Comforter. We are left with the Father himself by his Spirit. Amen. He has not abandoned us, but has given us an everlasting hope. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The end of our faith will be crowned one of these days. Angels desired to look into all this. They could not understand how frail-looking people like us, who literally, trip on our own shoelaces, how we can be carrying all of these benefits of Jesus himself. They watched him. They saw him. Amen. And now they watch us. We, in quote, seemingly just earthen vessels, weak, but we are carrying all of the same benefits and actually being able to live like Jesus himself. No matter what the trial, no matter what the taste, Jesus tasted the maximum of all of those things. Hallelujah. And none of us will ever taste some of the things he tasted in our stead. Amen. But some things we will taste. Some things we will never taste. For it was a substitutionary taste. Hallelujah. So for some of us, death is simply a promotion. Amen. Hallelujah. We're promoted from life on the earth to eternal life forever with God. Amen. Here we have life on the earth, but there it's going to be life in the realms of eternity forever and ever. And you will not taste death. You will not feel death. Notice here, verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So the Old Testament people never had a clue about these things. They prophesied them, they spoke about them, but they didn't know that you and I were going to have such a glorious time. Neither did you and I know that we were the chosen ones, the hand-picked ones, the elect of God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. I would say you're blessed. I would say we're seriously blessed to be the chosen ones out of every nation and tribe, that you and I were chosen to rule and reign with him in this life, recipients of abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. That if need be, we pass through challenges, trials, and temptations, but we rejoice because we love him that we have not seen. Amen. And sometimes it's with exceeding joy, unspeakable glory to God. And angels are looking at us and thinking, how does this work? Amen. Peter said that. This doesn't sound like the ramblings of a fisherman who was known as an idiot and ignorant, but it sounds like someone who has known Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what happens when you know Jesus. You start believing things like this. This is what it means to know Jesus. I think we're getting to know him more and more. Amen. Hallelujah. That you become captivated by such things. That they become more real to you than anything you're passing through. And you are passing through. Hallelujah. And there's glory that is going to follow. Angels. All right. I think we can read verse 6 all the way to 8 also in Kannada.
ನೀವು ಸದ್ಯಕ್ಕೆ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಕಾಲ ಅಗತ್ಯವಿದ್ದಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನಾ ಕಷ್ಟಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ದುಃಖಿಸುವವರಾಗಿದ್ದರೂ ಬಹಳವಾಗಿ ಹರ್ಷಿಸುವವರಾಗಿದ್ದೀರಿ. ಬಂಗಾರವು ನಾಶವಾಗುವಂಥದ್ದಾಗಿದ್ದರೂ ಅದನ್ನು ಬೆಂಕಿಯಿಂದ ಶೋಧಿಸುವುದುಂಟಷ್ಟೇ. ಬಂಗಾರಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಬಹು ಅಮೂಲ್ಯವಾಗಿರುವ ನಿಮ್ಮ ನಂಬಿಕೆಯು ಈ ಕಷ್ಟಗಳಿಂದ ಶೋಧಿತವಾಗಿ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನು ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷನಾಗುವಾಗ ನಿಮಗೆ ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಭಾವಮಾನಗಳನ್ನು ಉಂಟು ಮಾಡುವುದು. ನೀವು ಆತನನ್ನು ನೋಡಲಿಲ್ಲವಾದರೂ ಆತನನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸುತ್ತೀರಿ. ನೀವು ಈಗ ಆತನನ್ನು ಕಾಣದಿದ್ದರೂ ಆತನಲ್ಲಿ ನಂಬಿಕೆ ಇಟ್ಟು ಹೇಳಲಶಕ್ಯವಾದಂಥ ಪ್ರಭಾವವುಳ್ಳ ಸಂತೋಷದಿಂದ ಹರ್ಷಿಸುತ್ತೀರಿ.
Praise God. And so we can confess that without seeing him, we love him. And that's what's known as keeping his word. Amen. We're guarding these things as most precious, higher than anything else in our life. Amen. We're mounting guard, military care and guard over these things more than anything else, whom we have not seen, we love. So make that our confession. I've not seen him, but I love him. And I love him so much that I break out into unspeakable joy also, every now and then, and full of glory, because I believe him. You cannot love somebody that you do not believe. I believe him. I love him. That's our confession. Because when flesh and blood cannot inherit, we will inherit. One of these days, we will be changed. In an instant, we will have glorious bodies. We will be just as he is, going through walls and still eating fish and honeycomb, breathing on people, not because we need to breathe, but because we just wanted to breathe. This is our hope, going through the galaxies. Suddenly, you are on the moon, just at the speed of your thinking, because that's the speed at which the heavenly realms operate. Hallelujah. E is equal to mc squared will shudder. From E is equal to mc squared, if someone traveled at the speed of light, matter would be changed, according to them. Well, guess what? We're going to be traveling at the speed of thought. And of course, our bodies will be ready to handle it because they'll be like his body. And the bodies will be intact. But we're the only ones who will not have scars and will not have age on us. We will all be at the prime of our youth. Hallelujah. Somewhere around 33. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you will have the enjoyment of living with people on the earth for 1,000 years who have regular bodies like everybody else, who have children. While you and I have bodies that are like Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And you can fly their planes and drive their vehicles, but you can also suddenly disappear and float through their vehicles. What a time. What a time. You know, suddenly he would disappear. Suddenly he would appear. You will also suddenly appear and suddenly disappear. Woo! And it's coming. It's coming fast. It's coming really soon. These things are coming so quickly. And, you know, somebody reminded me over the past week that they were about 60 years old. And I looked at him and I thought, yeah, it's true. And he said this. He said, you know, it just passed like that. 60 years just passed like that. You look at yourself, it suddenly looks like all those years passed, all school and everything was just so quick. Suddenly, you will realize it's all over. You're in the millennium. You're in heaven. You are on earth. You are with Jesus. You are ruling. You are actually clothed in glory. Wow. All of this is going to just pass like this. Hallelujah. It is more real. It's becoming more real as we pass through age. We can tell that these things are temporary. They're so quick. They're suddenly gone. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord endures forever. Amen. Let's say something about these angels also. From verse 11 all the way to 12.
ತಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿದ್ದ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಆತ್ಮನು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನಿಗೆ ಬರಬೇಕಾದ ಬಾಧೆಗಳನ್ನು ಅವುಗಳ ತರುವಾಯ ಉಂಟಾಗುವ ಪ್ರಭಾವವನ್ನು ಮುಂದಾಗಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷೀಕರಿಸಿದಾಗ ಆತನು ಯಾವ ಕಾಲವನ್ನು ಇಲ್ಲವೇ ಎಂತ ಕಾಲವನ್ನು ಸೂಚಿಸುವನೆಂಬುದನ್ನು ಅವರು ಪರಿಶೋಧನೆ ಮಾಡಿದರು ಪರಲೋಕದಿಂದ ಕಳುಹಿಸಲ್ಪಟ್ಟ ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧಾತ್ಮನಿಂದ ನಿಮಗೆ ಸುವಾರ್ತೆಯನ್ನು ಸಾರಿದವರು ಈಗ ನಿಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿಸುವಂತ ಮತ್ತು ದೂತರು ಕಣ್ಣಿಟ್ಟು ನೋಡಬೇಕೆಂದು ಅಪೇಕ್ಷಿಸುವಂತ ಕಾರ್ಯಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ತಮಗೋಸ್ಕರವಲ್ಲ ನಮಗೋಸ್ಕರವೇ ಸೇವೆ ಮಾಡಿದರೆಂದು ಅವರಿಗೆ ಪ್ರಕಟವಾಯಿತು.
Praise the Lord. Let's look at Psalm 8. Some conversation, I believe that even the angels, we can attribute it to them because angels desire to look into these things. Psalm 8, verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, even when he came, was made lower than angels. Did you notice that? Even though he was deity, he was God, yet he advertised his humanity also. Jesus of Nazareth. And in his humanity, he was in a place lower than angels. Hallelujah. So it's not hard to imagine that we as sons of God also seem to be lower than angels right now. We don't have that position and strength, physically speaking. Amen. The excellent strength. Meanwhile, in our godly life and position, we are at the level of the Creator himself. Amen. But for a little time, God Almighty limited himself, being made lower than angels, that angels had to strengthen him in the garden after he had almost quit. Did you notice he almost quit there? That was the closest to quitting that Jesus ever went through. He said, if it is possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, your will be done. And he prayed so deeply that his sweat changed into blood because the capillaries broke under that pressure. He could not imagine being forsaken by his Father. Amen. At that point, angels came after he had finished and ministered to him. Hallelujah. The Creator who created all things, Colossians 1:16 says, he created all things, visible and invisible. He created them. Hallelujah. Thrones and dominions, he created them. But then he was brought a little lower for about 33 years than them. And it was because of that lowering that he has now got the highest name. Amen. He was made lower than them, and then he had to lower himself to die. How can God die? He had to become disguised as we were, tempted like we were, and accept our curse, our sin, our death, and be estranged from his Father, the eternal Godhead, the Father, by becoming temporarily our sin nature, by bearing sin. He had to go to hell, the belly of the earth, Jonah's sign, praise God, for 3 days and three nights. And the Father forsook him, according to the 22nd Psalm. And wild bulls of Bashan, and they gambled and divided his property and gave him vinegar, all those things. His bones were out of joint. All of those things he prophesied in Psalm 22. He spoke on the cross. But lo and behold, he finished it. Finished the job for us. Hallelujah. Thinking about us. Hallelujah. All of this was for us. That he endured this humiliation. And not just any death, but the death of the cross, which was the worst death, where he laid on a cross, was pierced with nails, hung on a cross, crown of thorns, side pierced with a hole by the spearhead, and hung there without a stitch of clothing, naked before the world, humiliated, constantly hung there for hours. This was Satan's, in quote, moment of triumph. Hallelujah. But he shocked all of them by rising up the third day. They did not know that hell could not hold him, that he would spoil principalities and powers and make an open show of them, rising and defeating death forever. And he said, behold, I am he that was alive and was dead, and now I live forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and death.
Hallelujah.
Forevermore. And that's the one that has said to us that I will not leave you. I have sent you the Spirit of God. Another like myself. Amen. I will not abandon you. I will not forsake you. And so some things are eternally settled. And he paid the price for it.
Amen.
Amen. So angels still wonder about it. wondering about it. Let's finish with these few moments. Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 and 5 in Kannada.
ಮನುಷ್ಯನನ್ನು ನೆನೆಸುವ ಹಾಗೆ ಅವನು ಎಷ್ಟರವನು, ಅವನನ್ನು ದರ್ಶಿಸುವ ಹಾಗೆ ಮನುಷ್ಯನ ಮಗನು ಎಷ್ಟರವನು. ಅವನನ್ನು ದೂತರಿಗಿಂತ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಕಡಿಮೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಪ್ರಭಾವವನ್ನು ಘನವನ್ನು ಅವನಿಗೆ ಕಿರೀಟವಾಗಿ ಇಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಿ.
So my brother and sister, what can we do but rejoice that he was humiliated and he was despised, rejected of man. He bore our sin, he bore our curse, went to hell. After 3 days and three nights, the Father sent His Spirit into the very bowels of the earth, brought Him out there after making Him alive. Because He was dead with our sins, with our death. Quickened Him there and entered into His body, quickened that body. He came out of it and folded the napkin that covered His face so neatly and kept it aside. I don't think anybody on this earth who is a man, in quote, would have just folded that napkin there, because that would be rather strange. He would have just thrown it aside. But he folded it neatly and kept it. That he was not rushed, he was not pressured, he was still in control. Can you imagine your Creator folding a napkin and keeping it by the side? That speaks a lot. Even at that moment, He is who He said He is, and we have dared to believe. He rose again the third day. Hallelujah. He said, "Don't touch me. I have not yet ascended to my Father." He had to fulfill this divine duty of taking His blood, His sacrifice, to the heavenly Holy of Holies, presenting it before God. And when that holy job was accomplished, He sat down at the right hand. Amen. Hallelujah. And then He could say, "Touch me. Don't be doubting, but believe. Those who have not seen, but have yet believed, are blessed." And we are the ones that are called the blessed of the Lord. For we saw nothing, and we have received so much. Let's thank Him who's worthy. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. 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 You are our eternal hope. We worship You. O Lord our God, how excellent is Your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our tongues sometimes run out of words. Mesotibre di blavavea tele sanch to plete lambra. Ole mystic rocopusto. Aste preto felegire macraca mesite. Non breche pebelianto el visto mangiara macita bal. Lubrengle visto non gesta fravaia. All hail the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All praise be unto You who loved us and gave Himself for us. We have received Your abundance of grace and gift of righteousness. And we reign in this life as kings. And we use Your words. We guard Your words. And we rule by Your words. We dominate in this life. We thank You. We worship You for this mighty work You have done in Your death, burial, and resurrection. Ascension and seating at the right hand. We give You praise. We give You thanks. Forever and ever You are to be praised. We worship You. We worship You, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, team. You're blessed. If you'd like to give, this is a great opportunity. Wonderful Jesus. And He has put in motion, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Winter, summer, all these seasons will never cease. And we thank God for that. In Jesus' name you are receiving. Amen.
I've got the victory living inside of me. I've got the greater one. I can't overcome. This ain't no time to turn back. No place to go slack. Gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won. I've got the victory living inside of me. I got the greater.
and do not be